You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
You moved to LA and bought a mansion.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to Too Raw. This is CJ.
Shaman's Rob.
I said Too Raw instead of Three Raw because Brandon's not here today. So this episode called Too Raw instead of Three Raw. My bad, Brandon.
Shout out to Brandon.
Yeah, my bad, man. But you know, but I understand circumstances happen. So we haven't been recording, what, 3-4 weeks now?
It's been about... About 3 weeks on the dot this week.
Yeah, I will apologize to the family. I don't want to call people fans. I want to call them family because they're my people. So I apologize for that, for the inconvenience. But we back. We back now. We here recording with you. We here kicking it with you. That's about it, man.
Go ahead.
What you about to say?
I was just about to ask you what's been going on the last few weeks, CJ.
Oh, man. My birthday was last week.
Oh, man.
Last Saturday.
Happy birthday.
Happy late birthday.
Thank you.
Right. I told you then, but I'm telling you now.
He told me about three, four times, but it's all good. It's all good in the neighborhood. I hit 30 years old. What a milestone.
Surely is.
Especially, we grew up in Detroit. You know, it's some people be dead or in jail by 25.
Facts.
Black males. I won't say females, but it was a struggle.
Right.
But you know what? We came up through the top. We went over hurdles, everything. So we here. I had a big get together at my parents' house this past Saturday. I didn't want to have it at my house because everybody had, like, I live too far.
Yeah, you kind of do. But
I really don't.
I mean, compared to where everybody out, you kind of do.
I mean, they get their license straight. They get that. But no, I ain't going to talk about that.
Sometimes
them,
it don't be the license, man. Sometimes people just be like, the headache of driving 30 minutes. You
that,
know?
And then they don't want to mess with the police. I understand that. Especially we in 2018. I know how police are. But especially today has been a crazy day. Me and my wife been ripping and running around. Before I got here, it took me forever to get here because I-75 on a Friday don't want to cooperate with me.
Oh, man.
People got on assonance, on top of assonance, but I'm not going to speak on that too much. But I'm here. I'm here to see another day in paradise. So how about you, man? My bad. I'm running my mouth and
low
stuff.
Low key, last few weeks with me been kind of slow motion. I think, did we record after the holiday?
Before. It was before
the holiday. All right, man. Yeah, happy belated, you know what I'm saying, holiday for everybody.
4th of July, yeah.
You know, but ain't really been nothing going on with me. Car acting crazy. I think our cars is acting crazy.
Oh, yeah. You was here with me last.
Right. We don't even got to go into details.
Recap. I'm going to do a little recap real quick. Our last recording we had, I caught a flat tire in the studio parking lot. And we was there till like, what, 1 o'clock in the morning?
About 2.
2 o'clock in
the
morning.
It was what it was, though, you know.
Yeah. I got home safely. I was able to get the tire, whatever. But that was chaotic. But... anyway, that's over with. All over and done. So, what we gonna talk about real quick?
It's a lot to talk about. I don't know if you want to start it off with basketball. Or you want to ease that in?
Let's start off with basketball.
You want to start it off?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
My boy, King James.
King.
I forgot he's a LeBron hater right here.
No, I'm not a LeBron hater, man. Come on, man. I'm unbiased, man. Something that's rare nowadays in sports, man.
Okay. LeBron James ended up going to L.A. Like I said on the last episode, that I was like, he going to L.A. I knew that for a fact he was going to go to L.A. Because he has a home in L.A. And also his son, LeBron Jr., is about to start high school. I think he's going to be in California, I believe.
Right.
So I think he did it for like more so of a family move instead of a personal move.
Yeah, like I've been trying to tell people the last, about a week now. I had to analyze it a little bit. I think it's more what Shaq basically said after the finals. I think LeBron got in and said that trying to win, trying to go to the NBA, the finals every year. No, I think he realized that it's about over with. You know what I'm saying? I think right now he's in a point of his career that, and I know this goes sound so taboo to a lot of you LeBron lovers, you know what I'm saying? Not fans, but lovers.
What is it?
I mean, he going in year 16, man.
Yeah.
He done played the most minutes playoffs in regular season than any player in the last 10 years.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? The wear and tear of eight straight finals, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How many game sevens? 3 or 4. You know, I just really feel like he's tired. On top of that, he's only 34. Even though that's young, but in basketball,
what, 33 going on 34? But
that's old. You know what I mean? Definitely when he came straight out of high school. I think he feel like he's done. I think, like you said, it was more family, you know what I'm saying, move. He did it for his son.
I think so, too.
I don't think they trying to build another super team around LeBron. Now, if they do it, they do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The franchise, the Lakers itself, is one of the best franchises there is.
Yeah, and then Los Angeles is one of the top markets in America.
Second biggest city in the United States, I believe.
New York City.
Don't quote me.
New York City. It is. It really is. But I think he did it. I wasn't mad at the move. I knew after the finals was over, I'm like, he might go to either. He going to resign with Cleveland or he going to go to L.A.
Right.
That's the only two teams I think he was going to go to. I knew he wasn't going to go to Houston. I knew he wasn't going to go to
State. It just didn't make no sense for him to go to Houston.
No.
It really, to be real with you, it didn't make no sense for him to go anywhere to team up with another star. It really did make more sense for him to either stay, like you said, stay in Cleveland, maybe go to L.A. I didn't see him going to L.A. But now that he's in L.A., you know what I'm saying? Hey, what do you think that's what's next?
He gonna be there. I think what he signed with a 4-year contract. He gonna stay for all 4 years. He might retire. He gonna hit the 20-year.
He gonna hit the 20.
He gonna hit the 20 years. I think by the time he hit his 20-year, his son might be either in the NBA or he might be in first year of college maybe. Because I think he's about to be a freshman in high school. So yeah, and you know the rules coming up. NBA trying to make the rules where you might be able to skip college to go.
Back to the NBA out of high school?
Yep.
Well,
in the future, they talking about that.
I mean, you got to look at all the bus one and dones, though. A lot of people was trying to do the one and done thing, and it's like, it's been horrible. You know what I mean? Like, I understand it, man, because you're poor, you in college, you want to do what you got to do, the best move for you and your family, and I'm not knocking that. You know what I'm saying? But on the flip side, I'm looking at all these years since they created that rule, 2005?
I think it was 2000.
It was like right after LeBron they did that rule. So I believe 2006 because Dwight came the next year out of high school.
Yeah.
And like 06, then they started that rule. Or was it 07?
I think they started in 2005 because I'm trying to think who came out in 2005. I think
Dwight Howard came out number one in 05.
04.
But he was out of high. Oh, 04?
It was 2004.
Oh, then it was 05 then. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, he came out 04.
Nevertheless, man, I'm looking at it like all these years, the bus of the one and done has been horrible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't knock it, but then again, I'm looking at it like a lot of y'all know y'all role players. Y'all know it.
Right.
Y'all can try to improve to be maybe an all-star potential.
Hey, what's that dude that was from he came out of high school. He got drafted by the Pistons. I think it was Corlon Young or something.
Oh, man, don't give me the line. I have no clue who you talking about.
See? That's
my bad, my G. You know, but I don't know who you is. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He probably don't live in Detroit. He probably don't listen to us anyway. But anyway, you know,
LeBron out there in L.A., man.
I'm happy for him.
You know, I don't know, man. You know, it's over with.
The
LeBron James being the best in the league and 9-10 finals and all, man, that is over. Everybody has his day.
Yeah, everybody has his day, yeah.
But my thing is this year I'm going to see.
But sure, LeBron got like 3 more years in him.
Yeah, he got about maybe 5. But being that guy,
it's over
with.
I saw like playing on the top level as he is. He got 3 more years of that and then maybe 2 more years after that.
Let's be realistic. Even if the only possibility that they can get to improve this Lakers team far as like star-wise, if they make some form of a trade to get, like I was hearing they was trying to get Dame Lillard. Remember, if you can remember, Damian I was saying Lillard, that all yeah. year that they was going to try to get him with LeBron next year somehow.
I think so.
Even if they somehow get Kawhi, that Lakers team is not going to be Golden State.
Nah. No, because think about it, they got KD, Steph, Draymond,
and,
Clay.
And Cousins, not even nine times out of ten, might not even really play. He's still injured. He's coming off an Achilles heel tendon injury.
Yeah.
At 7 foot. Come on, man.
Yeah, he won't be ready till like, what, January, February, I think. But we'll see, though.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm not really excited for this upcoming NBA season.
Why not?
Because, man.
I am, man, as far as my Pistons goes, man, because.
I am excited because I'll be seeing Drummond and Blake Griffin work out together. They be doing like UFC type techniques together.
The only thing, because
so
like.
So I'm ready. I'm kind of optimistic for the Pistons. I am.
Everybody was telling me I was too crucial on Reggie Jackson. So coming into this year, I'm looking at it like Reggie healthy finally.
Yeah.
Blake healthy finally.
Yep.
Drummond, no excuses.
Mm-mm.
Now, if I get the same Reggie Jackson and if I get the same injury prone Blake Griffin, I'm going to be heated.
We all are.
You feel what I'm saying?
I'm really
all right, Reggie feel like he should have been starting over Russell Westbrook in OKC. That's the main reason why we got him,
yeah.
If we can remember this. The first year, it was a rebuild year, but then the next couple years, he been injured.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, man, I want to see. Right. I want to see if you this.
But it's like he played kind of decent, but at the same time, he was like a ball hogger.
Trying to do too much, holding the ball down to five seconds left. You know, I'm like, come on, my G, that's not you.
It was like a circus.
You know what I mean?
It was a circus, just trying to.
Blake Griffin run from maybe debatable the best power forward in the NBA to not even top 10.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
But you know what?
And it could be injuries.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I liked it, Blake, to a small degree when he was in, you know what I'm saying? What was that?
Clippers.
The Clippers.
Yeah. I love Blake. I was a big fan. I was a huge fan of Blake Griffin, man. Because he made that team from nothing into something.
Well, I say him a CP3. You got to give him some type of credit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like you said, as far as the dunks and the star quality and that Live City, that nickname, that came from him. So.
Right.
I just want to see what we do with him.
I want to see
if we try to put a bid to get Carmelo somehow magically or, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just want to see.
I don't think Carmelo going to come, but.
I just look at it like, but the East is so wide open now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They breaking these teams down. LeBron gone. We just got Casey, you know what I'm saying, defending, coach of the year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just looking at it.
No, he's an actual coach of the year.
Yeah. But going into next year, he'd be defend
what you're saying.
You don't defend that title, but you feel where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's gonna be cool, man. I'm excited for the Pistons, man. I'm trying to go to a few games, man, while you playing. For real. Them empty ass seats at Little Caesars Arena.
I ain't been there yet. I heard it's real, real empty, but it start filling up. But I just want to see what Blake do.
Yeah, me too.
You know what
man.
I'm saying? I want to see what Drummond do. I want to see what a healthy Reggie do.
Yeah.
And this is the year that I want to see at least. And I'm going to just be real. We got to at least get to the second round.
We
got to be at least a top three seed. There's no excuse. And I know that seemed like I'm on some bias or some like putting
we
up.
We got to, man.
We got to.
It's too wide open.
You know what I mean?
Think about it. Cleveland's still decent.
Put it like
they
this.
Still got K-Love.
But I'm hearing rumors that they in total reset mode, so they trying to look to move K-Love also.
Oh.
So that's why I'm saying it's so wide open.
Yeah.
Now, if they still keep K-Love, Cleveland's still a top three seed, even without LeBron. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm hearing this is the rumors I'm hearing. Nothing is confirmed. You know, it's the offseason.
Yeah.
But I just want to see what Reggie do.
Me too, man.
You know, but LeBron out there in the West, man. Artists.
Shout out to LeBron, man.
I got something for the fans, man. Chill on that LeBron James being the greatest Laker talk, top five Laker talk.
Any you saw that mural in
man,
L.A.?
Come on, man. Like, all right, look, I feel sorry for the artist that they kept vandalizing his mural, and I'm very, very hurt that he had to take it down. But in the same token, dog, come on, you don't do that.
Nah.
And it's not even about Kobe. It's not about Shaq. It's not about any
Kareem
of that.
Abdul-Jabbar,
man, the Lakers is probably the greatest basketball team of all time outside of the Boston Celtics.
Right. They up there with Boston. They like
the Lakers.
They intertwine with each other. So it's like
the only thing that the Boston got one more title. My bad, title.
Title, yeah.
And the Lakers got one more decade that they was in the finals. The mm-hmm. Lakers been in the finals every decade since the 50s. Mm-hmm. They either won it or they was in it.
Yeah.
Boston missed the 90s, and that was the only decade they wasn't.
Right. That's true.
Even this year, 2010, L.A. versus Boston. You see what I'm saying?
But still, like, when you think about it, Boston was still kind of decent in the 90s because even after Larry Bird retired, they had
exactly,
Paul Pierce.
Exactly. Brandon just said he ain't even been there long enough to be even in a debate. So I'm looking all over, of course, SportsCenter and your man Nick
they
Wright.
They very biased on
come
LeBron.
Come on, my G's.
Very biased.
Like, come on, man. Like, is he a top 10 player of all time? Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Is he top? I mean, that's still open to discussion depending on who you is, but you can't deny LeBron being top 10, maybe top 15.
He haven't played a single minute for the Lakers yet.
He just signed 2 days ago, technically.
Right.
Magically, he better than Magic, Kobe, Kareem, George Mikan, Baylor, West. Like, the names, Worthy. Come on, man.
I know, man.
We got to chill out, man. We have
Give
to
him a,
chill
at least
out.
A season. At least the whole season. Calm down. People, calm down. People, calm down. I know LeBron's
and see, I've been
boy.
Trying to say it online and social media, but since I got this stigma of being a LeBron hater that I embrace because I'm such a troll, it's going, but it's like, what I'm saying is still facts. He ain't even played 1 minute. How is he the greatest?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Yeah, be like a fan, but be realistic, LeBron cats. Be a fan, but be honest and be unbiased. Be realistic, man. That's all I'm saying.
You like a Charles Barkley of trolling on Facebook, bro. Like, for real.
I ain't that bad. I used to be.
Could we be you on the sports group, on the sports
that little sports pages. And
man, that was hilarious.
They can't never say I'm lying, but they can't send me.
Nah.
I be killing them with the facts. They just hate it.
Right.
But it is what it is.
It is what it is. But anyway, our next topic, I want to talk about your self-worth. Self-discipline, self-worth, self-love.
Love yourselves.
Please love yourself. I'll be listening to Will Smith Instagram stories. It's very inspiring. It basically motivated me to do better. I drive for Lyft. So I'm like, man, damn, I listened to Will Smith this morning. I usually do 6 rides a day. I'm like, shit, I should do 10 rides a day. Motivate me to make some more money. Make some more money, you know. But anyway, I think self-worth is very important. You got to love yourself before, because nobody ain't going to love you like you love yourself, man.
And that's true.
Your family say they love you. But they don't really love you like that.
Your friends. Maybe a few
your
coworkers.
Your friends turn your... Fuck the tour workers. I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. A few of my coworkers do work with me. I'm so. I love y'all, but I don't love y'all like that, like I love myself.
Exactly.
I love you.
Exactly.
I love you, Robert. I love you, engineer lady. I love everybody.
I love you, engineer lady, too.
I love
you. Guys are so sweet.
I try my best. But
you notice I've been smiling lately too.
Yeah.
See?
Right.
Usually I don't smile.
You got to, man. Exactly. You got to look at yourself in the mirror and like, I'm accomplished something today like I never accomplished before.
Well,
go ahead. What was about to say, man?
I'm just adding on to that because then I can go into another topic that we got also, what you coming from with the self, you know what I'm saying? Like loving yourself. Like you could like ladies. I'm going to just talk to y'all for like a hot 30 seconds, man. Y'all are queens.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are goddesses. Like, y'all are very, very strong. Like,
Strong. Yeah.
Y'all got a lot of scrimp.
Yes.
You know, stop letting these clowns, these dudes, these y'all child's fathers or boyfriends or even husbands disrespect y'all, belittle y'all, make y'all feel like y'all not important, make y'all feel useless.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get tired of, like, logging on to my Facebook or...
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? And seeing a lot of these young ladies, or just women in particular, like down on themselves, crying over a dude.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Like, if he not into you, it's plenty others.
Move on.
Move on. Like, it's 2018. It's a whole lot going on in the real, in particular.
It's a trillion people in this world, man. It's maybe more than that. I don't know. But it's a trillion people in this world. You could choose anybody. You don't have to do
man,
you
like, have to love yourselves. Y'all are beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all come from y'all. I ain't met a human yet that ain't came from a woman.
Right.
Like, understand how powerful y'all are.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all giving y'all power to, like, a dude who don't appreciate y'all, that's either lying, playing games, cheating, maybe physically, mentally, abusing you, or any of that, y'all can do better, man. Try to get yourselves about them situations.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Try to reach out for help, you know. And I understand a lot of y'all therapy is Facebook. So y'all, by y'all making these statuses and stuff like that, it feel like y'all helping yourselves. But, like, just understand, like, if you feel like this dude not stepping up to the plate or you want him to be better, he'll never be better.
He no, no.
You know what I'm saying? You be better.
That's the problem, because they think that's why they stuck on these relationships, because
these sucker-ass dudes and these trout. I mean, like, real, like,
because they think they'll change them.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't change. Look, if he want to change, he's going to change.
Right.
Period. Ain't no ifs, ands, nor buts about it. You know what I'm saying?
He's not going to change, baby.
I know he used to be cool when y'all first got together.
We understand that. He took you out to eat.
I understand all that.
He took you out to eat. You know, he pampered you.
The first 2 years was amazing. I know.
He took you to Paris.
But the last five has been boo-boo.
No, Paris, Tennessee. My bad. Paris,
see,
Tennessee.
Look at you. Look at you. See? See, look at you. He not even taking you to Tennessee no more.
Nah, he don't take you to Cedar Point no more, baby.
He ain't even take you to Greektown or Motor City.
Not Lake St. Clair. Oh, my God, baby.
Last time y'all went to Rouge together.
When the last time we went to Coney Island together? I want to know, because
what was the last time y'all split some chili cheese fries?
When the last time you put gas in your car?
What was the last time you even said I love you? Let him go.
Let it go. Please let him go.
Let him go.
Would you let him go? Would you let him go?
Man, come on, man. We was doing good, man.
My bad, my bad.
You know what I mean? Like, you done messed up the whole everything, man.
My bad.
All right, man. You forgiven, man.
But anyway.
Like the other topic you were saying.
What's more fragile?
Mm-hmm.
Women's self-esteem or a man's ego? All
right, now, producer, interlear lady. We're going to have your opinion in this one.
I think it depends on the person, honestly.
I think so, too.
A lot of strong-willed women, and there's a lot of strong-willed men, and then there's the opposite of each, too. It depends on the person.
Yeah.
Is we looking at ego in a negative thing? Because sometimes the ego can be good, but then again, sometimes it's horrible.
No, ego, more than likely, ego's, like, horrible in a way, because our pride.
All right, pride.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might be too prideful.
Too prideful.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes
I know I can be sometimes. I know
like,
I can
if I know I'm wrong, I had to work on it. I ain't gonna hold you up. But, like, the last few years, like, when I was having my situation, I really worked on myself to start admitting when I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like life was just too short to be, like, holding grudges. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now I try to, like, just look at every scenario that I'm either right or wrong. Like, when dealing with females or, like, my lady friends and things of those natures.
Yeah.
I've been apologizing a whole lot. A few of them times I know damn well I wasn't in the wrong.
Right.
But it's like,
and
man,
you
let
still
me
apologize?
I be trying my best to humble myself.
You like, have man, to.
Sometimes, and that's the thing. Like, in relationships, understand when it's time to end the argument or end the debate. Sometimes I know damn well she know I'm right. Yeah, you know what? You're right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Get a peace of mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, all right, see, now I'm getting tied up.
Like me, like,
go ahead.
Like me, and my wife, before me and her got married, I used to be so prideful. I used to be like, I always right. Like, shit, man, I ain't prideful as shit. I ain't saying that, you know? But then again, I'm like, okay, baby, I know I was wrong, and I apologize, you know? I think I apologize too much to the point where it's like, the apologies is not acceptable anymore. It's like, I'm like, okay, baby, I know I did wrong.
But don't over-apologize.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
go ahead.
But, you know, I know I do a lot of stuff wrong. I know I be, you know, sneaking this and that, whatever. And I be wanting to apologize to my wife. I want to make it up to her. You know, you sometimes you got to put your pride to the side, your ego to the side, and to accept that you're wrong.
Quick question. Brandon got a question. He want to know, what happens when you work on yourself, but it still doesn't change?
That's actually a good question.
Try harder.
Even if you try harder. No. Even if you try harder, it don't work all the time. It really don't. I mean, I try so many times to change, but it's like, it seems like you always do the same shit. Even if you don't intentionally to do it, but it's like,
sometimes you got to understand, like, when it's somebody, like, a choice and just somebody's personality or just who they are. Like, if I get in a relationship or if I start talking to you and I understand this is who you are, 9 times out of 10, I can't change you. The only way you can, 10 times out of 10, I can't change you. Mm-hmm. You're only going to change if you feel like you want to change for your better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It depends on what the person wants to change.
Exactly. Well, let's use an example. Smoking. You get with a woman and she don't just smoke a cigarette here and there. She like a pack a day to maybe 2 packs a day or a pack and a half a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just getting crazy. But when you got with her, she was already smoking, but not as bad.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But not a habit and got extreme.
Mm-hmm.
So is it your fault for like accepting it when you got with her? Or is it like her fault because she pushing it now? Like, I was cool with like a few cigarettes here and there.
Yeah.
But nah, it's like, damn. You know what I mean?
It's getting out of control.
Right.
You know, that's how it was with me too. Especially, I used to love playing video games. I'll play video games all day, every day. And it got to the point where it got really, really bad. I, like, on my off days, I'd be playing like 8 hours a day and shit. And my wife got on me about it. And I'm like, okay, baby, I'm sorry. And then when the baby came, when we had our baby, all that shit changed.
Okay.
I probably play, even on my off days, I probably play like 2 hours a day. And that's a huge step from what I used to play. I used to be like 8 hours a day on my off days. Like, when I come home from work, I used to play like 2-3 hours and shit, you know. And then I changed it, you know. I'm like, okay, I know I haven't shown you enough attention. You know, I show the game more attention than I show you.
But then to a degree, ladies, don't get jealous of the video game.
Yeah.
Like, let
2K19 right, coming he, out. All right. 2K19 coming, okay.
When 2K comes out and Madden comes out, understand.
Please,
it's a 95% chance your man is going to be occupied with this game.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's the same stupid game. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Yes, every year we get it. Yes, this is just what we do. You have to accept it. Right. Not every man, but majority of almost all men.
Right.
It is what it is.
At least we ain't out here cheating on you, okay?
And then it's not even the cheating. Long as, the pills is getting paid. Food on the table.
Pills.
The bills is getting paid.
Okay. You did say pills.
I said pills. perky. As long as the bills is getting paid, you know what I'm saying? Food on the table.
Yes.
You know, I'm coming home. Everything around the house is good.
Yeah,
everybody's
house clean,
happy.
You know what I'm saying?
And let that man enjoy himself, man.
Right. You can watch the game. You can play with me. You know what I'm saying? I would love that. Come play the game with me, baby. Come on. I mean, play with you a little bit while I play the game.
Instead of complaining a lot, man, I think a lot of men, you know what I'm saying, or women in relationships need to start finding mutual, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, you like to watch this old reality TV stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really into none of that Kardashian stuff or none of that love and hip. I'm good on all that. But since you love it, all right, I'll muscle down and try to watch an episode or two. Long as you muscle down and pick up number 2
man,
and let me cream you right quick or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or not even that. Or, you know what I'm saying? Let's meet each other halfway at the dose sometimes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I watch your reality shows. You watch my sports with me. Okay, baby. That's all I'm
Jesus,
asking for.
We need all the support coming up.
What more can you
lines.
Ask for? Look, babe, I watch your Love Hip Hop with you. This is a true story. I watch Love and Hip Hop with her. Any other reality shows.
I ain't gonna hold you up, dog.
Real Housewives and stuff.
A few of them Love and Hip Hops I can't do.
Okay.
Not the one with Ray J and the Scootie Bites, I can do that, dog. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
A few of them, I, you know what I mean? But
right.
If I watch this Love and Hip Hop, support me when I'm watching the Lions, dog. That's all I'm asking.
That's all I'm asking.
We need it. We need all the support.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Just rub my back after the Lions lose. That's, you know, that's
one preseason next month?
In August, yeah.
I mean, come on, man. We need all the support there is, ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, if y'all start cheering, maybe they can feel it.
Right.
And maybe they, you know what I mean? You
just
never know.
Just maybe some nachos. Just give them a nice little cold.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice little cold pop on the side. You
Pistons go need the support. So when I'm watching them games, you know what I mean? Come support too. Come on. At least watch the third quarter. They ain't gonna hurt nothing. You know what I mean? At least the third quarter.
Yeah. Come to the games with me sometimes, you know. We don't have to be on our phones and stuff. Just come watch the game with us, you know. I might be pissed. I might scream or whatever. Like, speaking of screaming, my wife hates when I scream at the TV, man.
As far as the games.
The games, man.
They be cheating.
Man.
So when it's cheating, what are you supposed to do? Not scream? Are you supposed to not get mad when they cheating?
Right.
Oh, man, like come
my,
on,
especially
man.
With the don't get started with the when my daughter be asleep. Oh my God, if I be screaming while she's I'm like, oh hell, she want to choke me and shit. I'm like, I'm sorry, but you know,
I mean, it be cheating though.
Yeah,
but I just can't definitely with the line. Oh, see, you getting me mad now, man. You really getting me mad. We all know they cheat against the Lions. This has been going on for 30 years now.
Oh yeah,
everybody knows this.
Everybody knows.
So when they start cheating mid-November, what am I supposed to do? Not scream? Not call it out?
Right.
Come on, man.
They show favoritism to the Green Bay Packers. They show favoritism to the New England Patriots. They show favoritism to Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm not. The list goes on, but whatever.
Dog.
I'm not going to talk about that no more. I'm getting mad too, man.
See what I'm saying? You see how easily that was, dog, just to get upset, man?
Mm-hmm. We talking women's self-esteem and man's ego. I'm over here. We over here talking about sports again and shit.
You know, as far as the self-esteem, like I was just saying a couple minutes ago, as far as the ladies, you know what I'm saying, expressing themselves on Facebook when a quote-unquote they man ain't acting up, or well, is acting up, ain't acting right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Look, ladies.
I mean,
Is
it easier said than done? I have to throw you back in there.
But
as far as me saying, well, get yourself together. Leave him alone. Blah, blah, blah.
Kind of, sort of. I feel like everyone should be allowed to have their own activities, their own hobbies. Like, you should have togetherness, but you should also have, like, your own time.
Well, I was basically...
Exactly.
So, it's... If you're... As long as you're not going too crazy with it, like, you're sitting, you got...
My wife.
Box shorts
you
on,
signed my
you
wife.
A hand of Cheetos dust. And
you signed my wife. You gotta, yeah, you, she let me know, do certain things, you
chores
know.
Chores aren't done. Like, you can't be doing that.
As long as I have some time for her and the baby, that's all that matters. I'm trying to do my best with that. But, you know, it could be... I could go over with that sometimes with the activities part. I can't go overboard with that because I can go to the gym a lot, you know.
Right.
I be here a lot, you know. I can go to the gym a lot, you know.
Too much of anything can kill you.
You just got to find that happy medium.
Right.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
Where you're feeling like you're having enough time for yourself and you're still spending enough time together.
Yeah.
And that time you are spending together, you both aren't doing something that each other hates all the time. Right. You got to find something mutual.
But then again, I can't get mad. Like,
gotta find some glue.
If I'm gone the whole day and I'm with my friends, you know I'm with my friends. And let's say I'm gone 6 or 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something to be mad about?
You know what? My wife be mad as hell about that because I be gone all day. I could go, like, yeah, I'm about to go shoot pool with my friends. I'm going to be gone for a couple of hours.
Every now and then, I feel like you might need to be gone all day.
2 hours can turn to 4 hours.
Sometimes
to
that can diffuse, like, too much time.
I think it's all right to do that once in a while. Yeah, as long as you're not doing it, like, every night or every day.
Yeah, right.
No, not
every night.
Yeah,
every
night.
Every
it's a sign
every
that
day.
You shouldn't be together at
it's
all.
It's going to be a once in a lifetime. Once in a while
type
thing.
And you know what? She should be able to go do that in her time, too, when she wants. You know?
Right. You need some type of freedom away from each other.
Off.
You know what I'm saying?
If you're with each other all the time, you will hate each other. That's just how that works.
Nitpicking. Man, why is you moving that toe like that? You know what I mean? You just start seeing anything.
Yeah, that's how marriages in America fail, man.
Like, them breathing starts to annoy you. Like, you need to get out and have some time.
Right.
You need your own friends. You need your own space. Just make sure you each get a turn doing that.
And that's why some dudes, baby, come home like, I hate being home. I'd rather be at work right now. Shit.
Right, sure.
And they hate their job, too. And that's the crazy part. They hate their job, but they'd rather be at their job instead of being home.
True.
that is crazy. I'm like, damn, for real? You don't like be at, you don't want to be spending time with your wife? Like, this bitch get on my fucking nerves. damn.
I can't breathe
in here. What she do? Like, man, I hear her breathing.
Yeah, I know a lot of people.
Her tampons be on the goddamn sink.
But her hair. I just feel like at some point in a relationship, and this is just me on the outside looking in, because everybody's relationship is different. But if it's getting to that point, it needs to be some form of discussion needs to be happening.
Point
where, all right, now look, I'm not happy. I know you're not happy. What is we about to do? Is we about to try to seek some help, some counseling? Or is we about to just go our separate way? At some point, you got to step up to the plate, because it can't go on forever and ever. The games, you never at home with your woman, or you ain't never at home with your man. You know what I mean? Y'all always arguing, or it just becomes so toxic. Definitely if it's kids involved.
Oh, my God.
You see what I'm saying?
Because communication is key in relationships.
Like,
man.
For instance, one of the females, well, I ain't going to say one of the females, just like an example. I was talking about females earlier. There's one female be on Facebook. I ain't going to say no names.
Mm-mm.
Completely crying over her baby father. Now, mind you, he's just horrible. The way she talks, he's horrible. I know it's two sides to a story, so I'm pretty sure he got a whole nother outlook on what's what. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But coming from what she's saying, dude is horrible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to make it work just simply because y'all had his child. Because all this child gonna do is grow up and resent both y'all.
Exactly.
You thinking you're doing something right, and you keeping this child in a toxic environment.
Y'all arguing and bickering at each other.
You know what I'm saying?
And then y'all trying to stay together because of the sake of the child. But shoot, if y'all break up, it may be better for the child, too. Because the child see y'all arguing and damn near about to be in a fist fight every goddamn day.
We all was kids one at one point.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we all got memories that we remember.
Oh, yeah.
Nine times out of ten, our parents or whatever form of adult feel like, oh, they too young. They don't remember that. I can remember things when I was 3 years old, 2 years old. Mm-hmm. Like before my little brother was born. You know what I mean? We only 3.5 years apart. I can remember times before him, or I can remember times when he was just a baby. And you know what I'm saying? Certain arguments and discussions and you know what I mean? And I'm not like trying to say that far as just like me, but I'm pretty sure everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it just gets to a point where enough is enough. Understand when you're in a toxic environment, not just for you, but for your kid. Like, stop being, and it becomes selfish after a while, too, for the fellas and ladies. Like, fellas, don't do that to your child. You know what I mean? With your kids. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got a little boy out here you're trying to raise, or a young lady you're trying to raise, man. Like,
and they look after you, and the kids look after you. They look at your, you know, the way you carry yourself, your emotions, your style, you know, the way you walk, the way you talk.
Right.
So kids pick up that shit easily. So if they see you cussing out your wife or cussing out your brother, whatever it is, they pick that stuff up. So that's why I try my best not to cuss around my daughter.
Or just like esteem, like far as ladies. Y'all be so mad at y'all men, boyfriends, husbands, that y'all take that frustration out on the kid. And don't even realize y'all taking it out on the child. Exactly. I didn't have to talk to a few of my female friends from doing that. Like, whoa, hold on. What was you doing?
Right.
I know what you're doing, but chill. Because now what you're doing is you mad at your situation. I don't got nothing to do with your child right now.
Right.
And you going furious at your child.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? That's not never cool.
That ain't cool at all. Man, Just growing up, man, I just seen, like, my mom going through series of relationships, like abusive relationships and stuff like that. So that motivate me to, you know, treat a lady right, you know, because I seen how my mom be crying from time to time, you know. My mom is a G. Like, my mom's a damn G.
Shout out to CJ's moms, man.
Yeah.
She going through.
Yes. And she fight back, you know. And like both my parents, you know, they taught me how to treat a lady. They taught me about self-worth and et cetera and stuff. And, you know, so I picked that one up and used that in my adult life.
Right.
And, you know, I want to treat my wife. I want to treat her like a queen as she is. I want to treat my daughter as a queen as she is. So that's all I got to say, man. This self-worth, people. Not just ladies, but gentlemen, too.
Men, too. Because it takes two to tangle.
Yeah.
Obviously, that man not loving himself.
Right.
In a lot of different situations. If you're not happy with her, make right. it make sense. You're not happy with her, but you dare for convenience.
Huh? It messes up with your mind mentally, too.
You know what I mean? So mentally, something is wrong. Something is off balance there, right?
Right. So you always thinking about it. It kills your brain, too. It kills your brain, man, after a while. Like, because you holding stuff in.
Right.
It's like one day, you're like, man, I can't stand this bitch. I want to punch this bitch. You know? You don't want to do that. You don't want to go to that phase. You want to... That's where communication comes in, too. Because you got to be able to talk with your significant other about your problems. Like, yeah, I want to work. You know, I want to work. You know, I've been thinking about this for a long time.
But see, sometimes it'd be hard to talk to your significant other, too.
It is. It can be.
You got to always... One thing I start realizing the older I got is always something I don't know about this woman. I have to stop assuming I know everything about this woman.
Right. I don't know.
Simply because I don't even know it. Like, I think the problem is we don't give each other's time to grow in relationships anymore. We be with somebody maybe a year on a dot and feel like we have all this right to their life or feel like we know everything about them.
Exactly.
And in reality, that's no time to know nobody.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, I've been with my girl for, I want to say girl, my wife for 9 years now. We've been married for 3 going on 4 years. And she think I know everything about her, but I really don't know everything about her.
Right.
You know? Which is crazy.
I
know it's crazy. I know 95% of her, about her. I know what she likes to do.
No, but see, that's cool in my opinion. Now, I'm not saying my opinion is facts. But yeah. I just feel like important things, yeah, you should know. Now, if you hiding something extreme, like another child in Tennessee or something, dog, all right, hold on.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
But, like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I might not share all my dreams with you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it might be deep, dark situations and stuff that happened within my childhood
exactly.
that I might not tell anyone. Like, don't take it personal, but this is something I'm holding on to. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and sometimes a lot of relationships start going left and sour because of that. Because,
exactly.
like, damn, I want to open up to you, but I don't know how you go take it. You know what right. I'm saying? I never talked about this before. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Because everybody have skeletons in the closet.
Yeah, it's part of being a human.
Exactly.
You know?
But, shoot, I'm trying to think what I want to say for these last 2 minutes. I have a little rant.
Go ahead.
Look, baby, this is towards my daughter, all right? My daughter's 2 years old. Look, baby, you ain't got to say my name or your mama's name 1,000 times a minute, okay? you ain't got to do all that, okay? Mama, dada, mama, mommy, dada, dada. Baby, I hear you. I hear you. I got you, okay? Just be patient. My daughter's not patient, man. I know she's 2. I understand.
Them terrible
I get that.
Twos, dog.
I get that.
Twos.
I know, man. I get that. But, baby, come on. Just slow your roll, okay? I got you, all right? That's my rant for the day, man.
my last rant, because we was talking about sports, man. Dog, Lions, man, let's do it, dog. You know
Please.
What I'm saying? Like, let's do it, man.
We got a new coach. We got a new coach. She came from New England, baby.
No more excuses.
No more excuses.
Pistons, dog. Man, Reggie, dog, you bet not get injured. Man, I don't want to hear you get tired. None this season, dog.
No.
Period, man.
Period.
Pistons, man, y'all better be at least the third seed. The Lions, dog, man. We got to be at least 11 wins, man.
Right. Tigers.
No more excuses.
Look, Tigers.
Same with y'all, Tigers. The Wings.
I know,
man,
Tigers.
See, I'm getting mad now.
Look. I know, Tigers. I understand. I know y'all in the rebuilding season. I know it's going to take y'all about a good 4 or 5 years to get it together. I understand
Lord.
That. But y'all had 10 years. Y'all had 10 years to get that shit together. Y'all could have won at least 2 World Series now.
Three
World Series. Y'all had JV. Y'all had Miggy. You had, who the, Torrey Hunter. Come on now. Y'all had an all-star team. Y'all had Max Scherzer. Come on now. But anyway, this is Detroit. I expect that at Detroit, man, you know. But anyway, we about to get up out of here. We about to pay these bills. Yeah. This is CJ.
Shaman's Rob.
Unfortunately, Gimme will not be here till next
Brandon,
week.
Brandon, keep your head up.
Keep your head up, Brandon. And this is 3 Raw.